The American Professional Racing Organization, NASCAR, recently rolled out its first electric vehicle model to the public. Officials with the motorsports company say they hope to use the vehicle to explore the level of interest in electric vehicles, EVs, among racing fans. Development of the car is also part of NASCAR's efforts to expand its overall sustainability efforts. NASCAR stands for the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing. The company operates and supervises hundreds of races at numerous tracks across the United States, as well as events in Mexico, Canada, and Europe. NASCAR races involve stock cars. Stock cars are based on usual car models, but their design is improved for racing performance. The cars are stronger, more powerful, and specially fitted for operations on specialized, competitive racetracks. The organization demonstrated the new EV model last weekend in the state of Illinois at NASCAR's Chicago Street Race. So far, only one NASCAR driver, David Reagan, has driven the vehicle, worth $1.5 million. He has tested it on racetracks and also was behind the wheel in Chicago on Sunday. Reagan told reporters at the event that driving the EV provides a completely different experience for the driver. The vehicle does not have the same sounds and smells as gasoline-powered race cars. In those vehicles, the engine's sound, smell, and heat overpower a driver's senses. Reagan told local television station WGN about the EV driving experience. "Now you get to hear the brakes squealing and roaring getting into the corner. You get to hear the tires making noise across the corner," Reagan said. And, the racer noted, he suffered none of the ringing in the ears that comes with driving the loud, gas-powered cars. NASCAR engineers partnered on the vehicle with automakers Chevrolet, Ford, and Toyota, and electrical equipment company ABB. Europe-based ABB is currently NASCAR's official electrification partner. Company officials have said ABB aims to help NASCAR bring in more electricity from sustainable sources. As one part of its wider sustainability efforts, NASCAR plans to team up with ABB to help establish more charging stations for EV drivers attending races at its 15 U.S. tracks. NASCAR says longer-term plans include the use of sustainable racing fuel as well as recycling and using 100% renewable electricity at its events. The company also promises to cut its operating carbon output to net zero by 2035. Riley Nelson is NASCAR's head of sustainability. He told Reuters the organization has no immediate plans to start an EV racing series. Rather, the EV model was built as a demonstration vehicle to explore new technologies. Most NASCAR vehicles are based on normal sports models, but the new EV car is based on a larger crossover automobile. A large wing on the back of the vehicle is designed to help it compete with other race cars. NASCAR officials have said the vehicle was built to produce 1,000 kilowatts at top power. This is equal to 1,340 horsepower, about twice the amount produced by NASCAR's latest engine technologies. NASCAR is not the first motorsports organization to expand into electric car racing. Formula E is an international EV racing series that officially began 10 years ago. But that organization's fan base is much smaller than NASCAR's. NASCAR officials said demonstrating the EV vehicle at its events could increase interest in expanding the technology, especially among younger fans. John Probst is NASCAR's Senior Vice President and Chief Racing Development Officer. He told the Associated Press the technology might one day even help the group reinvent the whole fan experience. "It's our goal to entertain our fans," Probst said. "If our fans tell us this is what they want to see, we know how to create a racing series around pretty much anything." I'm Brian Lynn.